Remnants. Remnants are all top of the line with plenty of colors to choose from. And now at 50% off savings. Sale prices good throughout the month of September. Find remnants for any room in your home. It's the 50% off remnant sale at Clark Carpet and Tile. 3302 West 6th in Emporia.
The 22nd annual KVOE Drive for Food is coming on Thursday, October 19th. Email your address to KVOE at KVOE.com. Then on the morning of October 19th, leave your donation on your porch or driveway. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live, let's pack the pantry and local. Live and local, this is KVOE News.
KVOE News time is 8:16, sunshine and 50 degrees. Our high today will be 81, down to 48 tonight. We are marking Fire Prevention Month activities and really the push to get more information out about fire prevention. And to do that, we're pleased to have with us Emporia Fire Marshal Reason Bradford as our 805 newscast continues.
Who better to get that information out than Bradford? Reason, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going today?
It is going good today. Well, let's talk about National Fire Protection Week, which is officially October 8th through the 14th. What kind of theme are we dealing with this year, Reason?
This year is cooking safety starts with you. Pay attention to fire prevention.
All right. Well, it does seem here, Reason, that we've had, you know, every year you get a fair amount of cooking fires, kitchen fires, things like that, and it seems like actually there have been a few more calls than the standard here over the last couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, according to the NFPA, cooking fires are the leading cause of home fires in the United States, and a lot of it is unattended cooking is what's the cause of those fires.
Yeah, I think it was cooking, heating, electrical, smoking, and candles, but cooking right on top of the list, so I think Reason brings up a good point. Kind of keep an eye on what you're doing. What else we need to look for in the kitchen, Reason?
You know, it also, along with just the cooking stuff, sometimes we forget about the little ones and stuff, and they come in, and making sure we keep the handles turned back on the stove so that they don't accidentally grab a hold of one of those, tip it over on themselves, because, you know, along with, fire prevention, we also want to try to prevent people from having burns and issues like that.
Yeah, well said. And another thing that comes up here is, especially with maybe some of the faster-moving fires, would be grease. And people have a tendency, at least from what I remember, is that not everybody knows how to attack a grease fire versus other types of fires.
Yeah, first thing is panic.
Yeah, first thing is to get your mind right.
Yes.
So that's one thing we always recommend is to have something there to cover the pan up, and if you don't have a good fitting lid or something for your pan that you're cooking in, you know, a cookie sheet or anything like that, to smother, you know, to put on top and smother the fire out, you know, basically keep the oxygen away from it, and then remember to turn the heat off if you do, once you get the lid on it.
And you don't want water involved here, do you?
Water and grease are not a very good thing. Water, when it boils, turns into a gas. It expands exponentially. So that's what causes it. It's not really the grease, or it's not really an explosion or anything like that. It's just the water expanding rapidly. And we'll kick the grease out, and if the grease is on fire. And another thing to kind of follow with that is leave the pan where it's at, turn the heat off of it, cover it, and don't try to pick it up and carry it. A lot of times we'll have people that will pick it up and try to carry it outside or something while it's burning. And as you're walking, the flames naturally want to come back toward you because of the wind that you're causing by, you know, walking or running, and usually you're in a frantic mode, and so then you end up spilling fire all along the pathway that you just took.
Reason, one thing that comes to mind, and something I wanted to ask you here too, is maybe the positioning of, say, smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, and also fire extinguishers when it comes to the kitchen or other parts of the house, what the expectations are, or really, I guess, the recommendations are for that.
A lot of times we don't recommend putting a smoke detector in the kitchen because a lot of times those will end up getting disabled if they're too close to the kitchen, because smoke detectors tend to be very sensitive, and sometimes even toasting a piece of bread can set those off, and then people just get tired of listening to it. I know some people, I've got some friends that say that's how their wife uses the smoke detector as the timer for their oven. So, I'm not going to mention their names on the air, but...
You know, I was going to say, you know what, especially if you're a bad cook, that's not hand in hand. That is for sure. Well, some good tips there on fire prevention, especially in the kitchen. You know, kitchen, as Reason mentioned, it's the leading area for top fire causes, our cooking fires we have there. Let's move to lithium batteries. They seem to be more prominent in some fire danger, especially over the past couple of years, Reason.
Yeah, lithium's it's an interesting creature when you start opening the batteries up and getting them into the air. And I know there's quite a bit of research. They've been out for stuff, batteries of different things that we use in our homes. Now with the vehicles coming out, the all-electric with the lithium batteries in them, finding out how much water it really does take to put them out. So they're kind of interesting.
That's an understatement. And those need to be handled very, 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 very carefully for sure. Reason, we're getting also close here to, speaking of smoke detectors, about that time of year when it's about time to change the clock, change the battery here within about a month.
Yeah, we always recommend when change your clocks back, change your batteries out and your smoke detector. It's kind of an easy way to remember that. And I've seen the evolution since being with the fire department. They used to all be 9-volt alkaline batteries, and a lot of them now are going to the lithium batteries. And so once you put the battery in, it's pretty much good for the life of the smoke detector. So just knowing what style of battery, and a lot of those with the lithium battery, they'll have a locking mechanism on the door. So once you put the battery in and lock it up, it's a sealed unit, basically.
Reason Bradford, Emporia Fire Marshal, with us. It's Fire Prevention Awareness Week, October 8th through the 14th, really Fire Prevention Awareness Month, all being told here. And Reason, nice to have him in here to run down some safety tips for you. Again, cooking safety starts with you. Pay attention to fire prevention. Well, Reason, we have some cooler weather coming, and that means furnaces will be coming on and fireplaces will be lit. And those are things people need to pay attention to, right?
Yeah, you always want to make sure that, especially with fireplaces and things like that, that over the summer that there hadn't been any winged friends that have built nests in your chimneys or flues or anything like that. We always recommend that people have a service technician come out and check out their furnace before you fire it up and make sure, and making sure you have a carbon monoxide detector. It's very, very cheap insurance. And it definitely will save your life and your family.
Reason, before we let you go, and kind of shifting gears a little bit, you've got a special open house coming up here later on this month.
Yes, October 21st, we're having the 150th anniversary of the Emporia Fire Department. It will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Fire Station Number 1 on the back side, on the south side of the Civic Auditorium, 120 East 5th Avenue.
So what will this open house entail, Reason?
Basically, just we're going to have an open house, let people come through and kind of see what we do. A lot of people don't realize all the different things we do with the hazmat stuff, water rescue, high angle rescue, stuff like that. So we'll have some stuff kind of set up and basically just let people come through, and we're going to have some refreshments, I think. Depending on the weather, whether we're going to need hot drinks or cold drinks.
True.
So we're going to be depending on you guys to give us an accurate forecast.
All right,
okay?
Chuck.
I think that's on me, definitely.
Yeah, no pressure here.
No pressure at all. Reason, before we let you go, how important is it to have a new fire station? Because I know that that process is still in working order right now.
You know, a lot of what we have a lot of trouble with is just the size of the equipment has got so much bigger. You know, they started out with horse-drawn equipment here in Emporia, and the older trucks, they didn't have cabs or anything like that on them. They were all open. A lot of the doorways and stuff like that, stuff just doesn't fit into, like I said, the size of the equipment's just got so much bigger.
That square peg in a round hole thing, just it's tough to deal with sometimes.
Yeah, we've been dealing with it for quite a while, so it's an interesting situation.
Well, I think things will be a-changing, and it'll be nice once that is put through, and certainly is due. There's no doubt about that. Well, Reason, we always appreciate your time, and good safety tips for us this morning. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys, and I'll be waiting for the weather report.
All right, Reason.
Sounds good.
Appreciate
thanks,
it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Reason Bradford closing down our 8:05 newscast. Again, taking a look at Fire Prevention Week and Fire Prevention Month under